And for those of you at home, thank you for bearing with us. Now, let's see. I'm going to try and reshare this. All right. Does everybody see the shared PowerPoint presentation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to call to order the Town of Berlin Mayor and Council's work session with our delegation from District 38. And today is December 17th, 2020. Just a few housekeeping items. If you're not speaking, please mute yourself. Also, the presentation is being recorded in compliance with our Open Meetings Act. Since there are more than three council members together at one time, we have to have an open meeting. And we're joined with Delegate Otto, Senator Carrozza, Senator Hart, or Wayne, Delegate Hartman, and I think we're still awaiting Delegate Anderton. What we're going to do is just go around the room, the Zoom virtual room, to introduce ourselves. So your name, your position, and the district, if you represent a certain district, go ahead and say that as well. I'm not going to go in any particular order other than the way that people appear on my screen. So we'll start with Dave Gaskell.
Dave Gaskell, town attorney for the town of Berlin.
And then Councilmember Ner.
Jay Ner, I hold the at-large seat for the town of Berlin on the council.
Jeff Fleetwood.
Jeff Fleetwood, town administrator, town of Berlin.
Delegate Otto.
Charles Otto, District 38A, Somerset and Worcester County. I have the proud privilege of representing the town of Berlin in the last 2 years, terms of office. So we don't know what the terms will be this, the boundaries will be this coming term, but thank you for having us tonight.
Thank you for being with us. Delegate Hartman.
Delegate Wayne Hartman representing District 38C, which is northern Worcester, except for a carve-out of Berlin and eastern Wicomico. And as Delegate Otto was saying, with redistricting after the 2020 census results, I wouldn't mind being the delegate for Berlin one day. Who knows?
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Council Member Orris.
Good afternoon, evening. Jack Orris, Council Member District 2, Town of Berlin.
Council Member Burrell.
Good evening. Council Member Dean Burrell and Vice President of the Council representing District 4. And Charles, I live in Berlin now, but I'm from a little place in Somerset County called Chance.
Do you? All right now.
And then Senator Carrozza.
Senator Mary Beth Carrozza, representing District 38, includes proud to represent Berlin, all of Worcester County, all of Somerset County, of course, including Smith Island, and about half of Wicomico County. I split that county with Senator Addie Eckerd, and really appreciate the invitation to join you tonight.
Thank you for joining us. Councilmember Nichols.
Good evening, Shanika Nichols, council member, Town of Berlin, District 3.
Thank you. I think that's everyone. If I miss somebody, please speak up because I'm looking on the thread just on the right-hand side. If not, then we're going to progress right into the presentation for this evening. There's a little PowerPoint to help for those of you that may not be familiar with some of the services that we provide in Berlin. We'll highlight the electric department because it's of particular importance with the upcoming legislative cycle. So the Town of Berlin utility, electric utility, is one of five municipal electric utilities in the state of Maryland. The way that we operate is a peak shaving plant. So when times of electricity rates are high, we generate locally rated off of William Street, and that saves the taxpayers and our customers about $550,000 a year. So that's a direct savings that we pass along right to them. We have 10 full-time employees within the department, and they're proud. They receive multiple awards from the American Municipal Power which is a national group that works with other municipal power companies across the country. And we're recognized consistently for our low outage times and our prompt customer service. So some infrastructure improvements that we've made just in the past fiscal year and looking to make in the final stages of this fiscal year. We purchased a Cat 3520 genset natural gas generator. Currently we used to have a diesel generator in place of this engine. And the emissions on that are much worse than natural gas. Natural gas is a cleaner fuel source. This is much more efficient, so we get some more electric generation power out of that as well. And this full turnkey was about $2.5 million. And we have five generators total. So we're looking at some ways that we can possibly replace those moving forward. We've also applied for a 48 kilowatt hour rooftop solar grant through the Maryland Environmental Agency. So the prospects for that look pretty good. And that will go to our electric substation on Schoolfield Street. And that'll be a rooftop system. So we're looking forward to that if the grant's successful. So the renewable portfolio standards, this was a bill that was introduced last year. Under the RPS requirements that are currently in place, municipal electric utilities are forced to purchase an increased percentage of renewable energy credits, or RECs, annually. And for the five municipal electric utilities, we only equal a little over 1% of the state's entire electric usage and customer base. So we're relatively small when you look at the five municipal electric utilities across the state. This places us at a disadvantage when we're out on the market competing against larger co-ops and for-profit companies for these renewable energy credits on the open market. And those are passed along in the form of higher costs to our customers. So the renewable portfolio standards were, the bill last year was seeking a cap on the RPS for the municipal electric utilities. There's similar caps already in place for some of the larger co-ops in the state. And if we were successful with this cap on the RPS standards, we're looking for the taxpayers of Berlin and our electric utility customers at a little over $2 million in savings from 2021 to 2030. And that translates to about $200,000 a year in savings that we can pass along to our customer base. In the 2020 legislative session, the bill did pass the House. I think it was introduced by Delegate Mounts and Senator Eckerd. And then the bill never made it through the Senate because the session was cut short because of COVID-19. So looking in the 2021 legislative session, to my knowledge, I think the bill has been pre-filed, but so please keep an eye out on that as you're in session. It's a huge savings for our customers. It's a huge savings that we get to pass along right to them directly. And if there are any questions from Delegate Otto, Delegate Hartman, or Senator Carrozza about that, we'd be happy to try and answer those. And if we don't have the answer, then we'll make sure we can get you that information.
Mayor, you said $200,000 savings. What does that break down to the number based on the number of customers you serve per household?
So some of the preliminary numbers that we have, it's about $300 a customer annually. So it's the way that this is done is it's tiered. So in this particular year, the increase is nominal. Last year was nominal. And when I say nominal, I'm talking relative to where we're going to be in 2030. We're still looking at about $100,000 a year increase just over those 2 years. But we're looking at a total of $450,000 if we go all the way to year 2030.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, will you be sending the slides to us as well?
Most definitely. And I'll follow up with an email to all of you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, can I jump in?
Yes.
I think and I don't know whether the delegation understands this, but I just for purposes of clarity want to point out that the reason that this legislation was passed is because it was pointed at private for-profit electric companies. And for some reason, the co-ops got opted out to pay less, but the five municipality electric companies did not. So we're being treated like we're BG&E, right?
You're right. And the other thing is that we understand the rationale behind the RPS. It's designed to help get to cleaner energy. It's designed to help make things more environmentally sound. And we're not disputing that at all. And that's why we're making those investments in natural gas generators. We're making the investment into the solar. We're trying to do our part, but we're very small in the grand scheme of things. So we understand the overarching theme of the RPS, but I think
But we're also a not-for-profit electrical municipality.
Correct.
If I could follow up, Mr. Mayor, MML, are you working with them? Will they be taking a position on this legislation?
We are, and they took a position on the legislation last year. It was favorable toward the cap, and I would anticipate that their stance will remain unchanged this year.
Okay. That will be helpful the earlier they put that support out.
Thank you. That's a valid point.
And Mr. Mayor, real quick for everyone's edification as well, the five municipal entities in the state that have an electric utility have, for lack of better terms, joined hands, and we have enlisted the support of a lobbyist. So we've got our fingers crossed. We've done a lot of work. And to the mayor's point, the other thing just to share, and I know our electric utility director is very proud of this, the rates that our ratepayers pay today are the lowest that you'll find anywhere on the Eastern Shore. So a lot of work's been put into this.
And we talked a little bit about the capital investments that we're making. We're making some investments in personnel as well. So we have a good thing. People like to work for Berlin. So we have a tad bit of an aging workforce. And with that being said, we have people that are going to retire at some point in life, and we are onboarding apprentices and putting them through the training that they need with the experienced linesmen that we have. So we have two that are linesmen apprentice now, and it's really neat to watch them grow with their new skills and get a chance to really operate in a capacity that they may not be able to do in a larger co-op or for-profit company. So the next topic that I would like to discuss and the council would like to discuss is a multi-purpose or a community center at the site of the historic Flower Street School. So this is a bit in the future, but we did want to bring this to the delegation's attention that we are looking to partner with the Berlin Community Improvement Association and Shore Up that currently occupy the site and hopefully bring a new life to the once vibrant community center that used to be here, that's still here, but just in some disrepair. So this is a photo of the front of the community center, and you can see that in some ways the building has outlived its useful life, and we will be working with the Berlin Community Improvement Association and Shore Up to hopefully bring a new life to this property. So hold on one second.
And Mr. Mayor, that last slide you had with that that south side with that siding off, I can assure you it's been repaired.
Okay. So the location is at the historic site of the old Flower Street School, and it's close within walking distance to Dr. William Henry Park, which provides a lot of outdoor recreation space, but our town really lacks an area where you can have indoor recreation space and community gathering space. So the town also owns just down the street a 3-acre parcel that's consistently used for overflow parking. So for National Night Out, you probably park there. And Dr. William Henry Park is where we hold the event. And right across the street is where this multi-purpose building and historic property is. So the current use is the occupied by Shore Up. If you look at the property to the left, Shore Up has some space there. and then the multi-purpose building that we just looked at on the right-hand side. And it's in need of some repairs. The siding work is done on the right-hand side, the south side, but the building really needs some improvements on the inside. And we need to have a good community discussion about where we want to go next with the property. For the longest time, that's been a vibrant part of our community. And since it's come into some disrepair, I think that's gone somewhat by the wayside. And we're missing an entire generation that used to have a place to be able to come and gather, and that's no more. So I know some
of my colleagues. If I may, who owns the property now? Is it county property?
So the current ownership of the property is owned by the BCIA. So there have been discussions about trying to connect with the town and help improve that property together.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, if I could follow up a little bit about, it says continued partnership with the Berlin Community Improvement Association. Can you just elaborate a little bit more on the current partnership?
So for years, the town of Berlin, For years, the town of Berlin helped fund the Berlin Community Improvement Association, BCIA, to help maintain the building and keep it in good repair. But we're talking about a building that's far surpassed its useful life. And we're at a point now where we have to have a discussion about what the future of that building looks like, and whether that's going to be new construction or a complete remodel. So there's going to be need for probably a feasibility study and some more dialogue between the town and the BCIA and shore up. But this is something that we are looking to move forward with.
Zach.
Yes, sir.
Years, the community center, the multipurpose building has been used as a polling place for municipal elections and as a meeting place for town community meetings over the years.
That's correct. Thank you, Vice President Burrell. Do we have any more questions or discussion about the community center? All right, let's move on to something that we're all looking forward to 2021, hopefully being a much better year for everyone's health and our ability to gather and enjoy the things that we've been able to enjoy for so long. So COVID-19, there's no dispute. It's been hard on our state. It's been hard on our county, and it's definitely been hard on our municipality. But I do want to stress that the employees that we have, our residents, the small business community, the town of Berlin's home to five schools, four public and one private institution, Worcester Prep School. And then we have the hospital, Atlantic General Hospital, and other medical providers, along with nursing homes and assisted living facilities. So we just ask that as you go to Annapolis, as you're out and about representing your districts in our town, that you keep us in the forefront of your mind. And if there is some supplemental financial support that does come along, if you could advocate for the municipal level, that would be great. The vaccines are huge. I know that the governor's issued some plans regarding the disbursement of the vaccines. But keep us in mind. We have frontline workers. We have fire and EMS personnel, our hospital staff, and everybody else that's on the front line. So I don't know if there's anything that any of you would like to add to update us on COVID-19 and where the state stands, but those are the things that we just ask that you keep in your mind.
Mr. Mayor, it's Delegate Wayne Hartman. If I can add, I have confirmation PRMC received their allotment of their first dose of the injections for the COVID-19 therapy. Atlantic General is on schedule to receive that tomorrow. So things are going as scheduled.
Very nice, thank you.
Yeah, for their vaccine, sorry about that, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, as a follow-up, we can expect COVID-19 recovery to be front and center during the legislative session. And as Delegate Hartman mentioned, you know, I believe the healthcare part of it with the governor and the Maryland Department of Health and the vaccine rollout and the partnerships with the Maryland Hospital Association, Atlantic General Hospital, Title Health, that those plans appear to be on track. For us representing you, municipalities, the businesses that have been so hard hit, we want to continue to prioritize those that have been hardest hit. As you look from March to where we are today, we have obviously seen our hospitality industries, specifically the restaurants, extremely hard hit by COVID-19. And so there has been a focus during this interim period to work with the small businesses first on providing the immediate assistance they needed just to survive being closed, and then working with them on the phasing, the phased in opening. We have been able, we meaning the Eastern Shore delegation and those of us who are on certain committees in the Maryland General Assembly, have elevated the COVID-19 small business recovery as a top priority. I would expect also that, again, strength in numbers, that MML, the Maryland Municipal League, would also be coming forward and briefing us as legislators on some of the COVID-19 MML recovery priorities as well. So we know that this session will be, have limited in-person access, but we want to make sure that, you know that you have availability to us. Our weekly Friday morning delegation meetings will continue by Zoom. And since we won't have the taste of the Eastern Shore and other opportunities where Berlin and others have come up and been able to, shine, for the whole state, we'll take advantage of other opportunities with Zooms and make sure that we make the extra effort to stay in touch with you. And that, of course, goes both ways. So I'm glad that you did this recap on specifically how it impacts Berlin as far as, the schools, the hospital, the nursing home, and of course, our many small businesses. So we will continue to give you updates, but I just want to assure you and the council that COVID-19 recovery will be front and center this 2021 unprecedented legislative session.
Thank you. Delegate Otto.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate the opportunity tonight to hear your information and see how you're moving forward with the and keeping your municipal utility.
Thank you.
I think that's important for your ratepayers and your consumers and your citizens to have that utility there. And certainly natural gas is a big part of that.
We've got a great group of employees that make that department truly shine. This similarly to all of our departments at the town. Great group of men and women that work there. So
yeah. Well, I appreciate hearing more about that utility tonight and and proud to represent you.
Why, thank you. As it relates to COVID-19, it's really no surprise to any of you that this is going to be like the hardest time period for our economy. We have a cyclical economy that's largely based on hospitality. So we have many people that this is going to be some of the hardest times for them. So it's nice to hear that that's on the forefront of your mind, not that we would think anything different. So
all right.
And just as follow-up, as late as the governor's press conference at 5 o'clock, there was good news about additional assistance, $180 million, you know, coming in a emergency economic relief. We have $50 million that's going to go to hotels and specifically hospitality businesses. In addition, $30 million for restaurant relief and $15 million for entertainment venues, which of course we know is very important to our area. So we'll be working as we have done on these other relief announcements that have come through, is to make sure that as it flows from the federal government to the state, to the counties, that, you know, we make sure our locals have access to that relief. So that was certainly timely, just literally announced at 5 o'clock by Governor Hogan earlier today.
Thank you for sharing that.
I may add on the highway user revenues. I'm sure that's still important to you and you'd like to have additional revenue, but it's been a challenge this year with the transportation fund.
Most definitely. So, I mean, the HURs make a huge impact in the work that we're able to do with keeping our streets paved and making sure that everything's maintained. So they go a long way.
Yeah. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Actually, Charles, if I may, I know that I said three items on the agenda. However, we had no public comment. So if I could steal your ears for just one more second, I would like to make you aware of something that's probably on your radar, which is Heron Park. It's the old Tyson property located on the north side of town.
So I thought about asking you about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so it used to be a former chicken plant, processing plant. We've applied for funding through DHCD to demo the building that's currently there, the old processing building. It's a blighted property. It's in some ways, in some places of the building, it's in complete disrepair. Other portions we've been able to make into some dry storage and try and get some revenue producing potential from that property. But we have applied for $578,000 from the DHCD to help tear down that building and move forward with some of the recreational and infill development opportunities at the site. So if there's anything that you could do, any contact with Secretary Holt that you could help advance that for us, it would go a long way for our local economy.
Well, we'll certainly work on that.
Thank you. And thank you from the town of Berlin. I don't know if any of my colleagues have anything that they would like to add, but on behalf of the town, we wish you a happy holiday and a great 2021 session in Annapolis. And thank you for extending the offer to continue with the communication, even if it is through Zoom, but you're always accessible, and that's nice to have with representatives. So,
I would just like to follow up with the mayor and thank you all for your participation and availing yourself to us for this meeting. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you.
I just wanted to echo those statements too. Appreciate you taking the time, and happy holidays, and be safe and stay healthy.
Mr. Mayor, if I can add, this is Delegate Hartman once again. I just want to really thank you for setting this up. It's great to get to see all the council members.
Right.
And I'll just remind you of what former Mayor Williams used to say, that he feels like he has two delegates, and I encourage you and your council to feel the same. And we're available here anytime, and look forward to continuing the communication with you. And Merry Christmas to everyone, and feel free to reach out anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you all for seeing us this evening, and I personally, as well as the council, we look forward to working with you all on the town of Berlin. Thanks. Happy holidays, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Good night. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you.